San Antonio's Iranian American community rallies against Tehran as Trump rejects latest proposal. By Randy Clark on May 4, 2026. San Antonio, Texas, members of the Iranian American community took to the streets once again to call for the toppling of the Islamic regime as the delicate ceasefire continues. As the rally moved through the streets of the Alamo City, President Trump rejected the latest proposal submitted by the regime to end the war and announced plans to escort ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Breitbart, Texas, attended the rally and observed members of the Persian community carrying posters calling for an end to the Khamenei regime and the installation of Reza Pahlavi, crown prince and eldest son of the late Shah of Iran, to replace the current Islamic government. The group of rally-goers remains hopeful that the brutal regime will finally topple, allowing Pahlavi's return to Iran to assist in the formation of a democratic government. As reported by Breitbart News, President Trump has indicated he would review specifics of the latest proposal submitted by the Islamic regime, but is not hopeful, telling reporters on Saturday, "They're going to give me the exact wording now. I'll let you know about it later." In a Truth Social post shortly afterward, Trump characterized his skepticism, writing he did not believe the proposal would be acceptable as the regime in Iran has not yet paid a big enough price for what they have done to humanity and the world over the last 47 years. On Sunday, Trump rejected the latest Iranian proposal and announced Project Freedom, a plan to escort ships through the Strait of Hormuz, Breitbart News' Joshua Klein reported. The president pledged that any interference will be dealt with forcefully. The rally consisted of a vehicle parade that moved through parts of the city on Sunday afternoon in vehicles draped in Iranian lion and sun flags, formerly used by Iran until replaced by the national flag of the Islamic Republic of Iran after the Islamic Revolution. Later, an assembly and march took place near a popular theme park on the city's north side, where rally-goers carried United States and Israeli flags and shouted for freedom for Iranians still suffering under the Islamic regime. A commercial passenger van was used to display photos of Iranian children, teens, and adults facing execution at the hands of the IRGC and the Iranian Islamic government. The Persian community in the Alamo City has rallied week after week, expressing hope that freedom emerges from the darkness of internet blackouts at the hands of what is left of the Khamenei regime that continues to plague the country. Breitbart, Texas, spoke to one attendee who says the regime is the closest to toppling as it has been during the 47 years it has been in power, but cautioned trusting any proposal they submit, saying, "They lie all the time, and have never told the truth about hoping to develop nuclear weapons." Iran's neighbors in the region share the same skepticism about trusting any proposal offered by the regime. As reported by Breitbart News, Anwar Gargash, a high-level member of the United Arab Emirates, UAE, government and top advisor to President Mohammed bin Zayed, has warned of the dangers of trusting the fractured Iranian Islamic regime's proposals, saying, "No unilateral Iranian arrangements can be trusted or relied upon following its treacherous aggression against all its neighbors." The conflict began on February 28, with large-scale airstrikes targeting the Iranian regime's military infrastructure that has thus far decimated and destroyed the regime's air defenses, missile production infrastructure, naval vessels, and nuclear weapon production sites. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X @RandyClark.